What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, let's talk some football, some playoff football with the great Dick Vermeil, who's with us every Friday at this time. He's brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest networks of doctors and hospitals. It means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Legendary coach of the Eagles, Hall of Fame coach, Mr. Dick Vermeil. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
Oh, Dick, we're fired up and expecting a win, but not taking it for granted. Anything can happen. Certainly snow can impact this game, and if it happens, will impact the game to an extent. Dick, you've coached a lot of games. What is a snow game like when you're the coach and you're observing your team? The pluses for the Eagles in this game in snow, the minuses related to snow. Give me your thoughts on snow and how it could impact the game.
Well, I think the plus goes to the Eagles because we do live in a colder weather than the Rams do. So I think that's a slight plus. But I think the team with the deeper mental discipline gains the edge in any adverse environment. You know, there's been a lot of major upsets and snowstorms over the years, and we've seen it on television. But neither team really enjoys playing in it. But I think the link will be a good field. I don't think we'll have trouble with snow all over the field like they've had in Buffalo and New England and those kind of things. And I'm no authority on the weather, but I kind of believe we'll have pretty good conditions, and it really favors the Eagles, if anybody.
So, Dick, obviously one thing that could complicate that is if it's snowing, like literally during the game, and it's harder to clear the field. One thing I've heard through the years is that snow hurts the better defensive team because it's harder for defenders to know where they're going. The receiver knows where he's going. Would you say that is a disadvantage to the Eagles and a disadvantage to better defenses if it's snowing during the game?
It may be a little bit of a neutralizer, but if you're better, you're still better. The other team's playing on the same field, okay, at the same time. You know, and I think, you know, right now, if you study them completely through the season, the Eagles are a much better football team. You look at all the numbers. They're the only thing they're not as good at is passing yards because we don't throw the ball as much. But really, yeah, I think the biggest advantage the Rams have is the fact that they got beat so badly the first time. And that's a mental edge for them. They have pride. They are a lot better football team today than they were then. And it could affect our players negatively in that you think, how can a team that we beat the hell out of come in and beat us at our home field? You know, it takes a little edge off, and it takes a great coaching staff like Nick has to really make sure they're focusing as if they're both teams are equal today, and that game in the past means nothing. Because that's an edge to the Rams. It really is. And the Rams, over the last 6 or 7 games, aren't the same team they were the first 6, 7 games of the season.
Right.
But if you study all the numbers, everything is in favor of the Eagles.
Coach, once upon a time, you were coming from the West Coast, and I wonder how you felt about the snow. How do you coach guys who are from the warmth to be tough in the cold, in the snow? Is that a major detriment?
The way I look at it, you didn't coach them to be tough for the week you play in the snow. You coached them to be tough in the training camp for every game they played in. And there was a big carryover. It's harder to do with the tempos of practice today, with the double days as they are. And it's all better for the players. Believe me, I'm not criticizing it. But in the old days, you could better discipline the normal tempo with which you play a football game on the field than you can today.
Wow.
You had more time, more contact, more pads, and the game was played lower.
Yeah.
That was an advantage then. But, you know, something I did not like to play in the snow. In fact, I think it ought to be a mandatory rule in heavy snow areas in any new stadium built should have a roof on it. You know, nobody.
Wow.
Oh, no. Jack.
I hate that.
Oh,
I do think it's a huge advantage for us, but I I understand what you're saying.
I'm talking about the Buffaloes and the New England. The other night they showed the Buffalo game in a new stadium across from it, and they're not putting a roof on it. I mean, there ought to be a law against that.
I think it's a huge advantage for Buffalo. They know that they can handle it, and their opponents can't.
And yeah. I think it's a disadvantage for all 22 guys at a time who are on that field health-wise.
That's it's true such too, a great visual on TV, though. I mean, viewers across the nation love it. Ratings typically are higher.
It is more dangerous, though, to Coach's point. It is slippery. It's icy.
Oh,
it's freezing.
Let's say you're playing defense. You come off the field. You go 1, 2, 3, and you shut them out. Your offense goes on a 7-minute drive, and you've been sitting on that frickin' bench. Now you go back to the ball game. So you don't get a 15-man pregame warm-up to warm up. You know?
Yeah,
you
this is great.
And it hurts so bad. It hurts so much more when it's cold. Coach.
Oh, no question. You know that. You know, all the fans up there in Buffalo, so, we love the no roof. All the people that own a convertible don't drive to the game with a top down.
That's true. That's a good point. When you watch,
I can't understand it. Yeah.
When you watch this, Sean McVay and his staff, does it harken back for you? I mean, do you feel like you're seeing a young Dick Vermeil at any point?
I'll tell you, he's far better football coach than Dick Vermeil ever was. Believe me, he's so far advanced offensively than the way we used to think and coach. Now we were closer to that when we were at the Rams, a newer era. But this guy is a very fine football coach. Like I've said to him, it's in your DNA. You don't have a choice. It was Grandpa was working with Bill Walsh, not as a coach, but on the general manager. You know, he was on the New York Giants staff when we did the miracle of the Meadowlands. So it's in his DNA. And I've watched him coach over the years on the field. Great coaching staff, great head coach. You know, and that's why they're improved so much this year.
Yeah, right. No, he's a great coach, there's no question. Dick Vermeil with us right now. Borgata, of course, our home base every Friday morning. Wonderful to be with you on this Football Friday, getting ready for the playoff game. Coach, let's talk about Jalen. So, you know, the town is very split on him, very split. They keep winning, but there's a lot of concern, and then there's other people that are not concerned. What do you make of Jalen in the passing game and the deficiencies or the pluses? Like, what do you make of Jalen Hurts, the passer?
Well, let me tell you this. There's a much bigger game that he played in a few years ago against the Kansas City Chiefs, which they lost 38-35. He threw for 304 yards, had 103.4 quarterback efficiency rating, threw a touchdown pass and scored, ran for 70 yards and scored 3 rushing touchdowns. I wouldn't worry about him. I don't think he is playing quite as well as he was then, but it's a totally different scheme, totally different coaching staff. And he's more mature. He should be playing better. And, you know, he's playing pretty darn well. His numbers right now are better in 2024 than they were in 2022.
But so why does he get all this blame, Coach?
That's Philadelphia. That you can't run for 150 yards and throw for 400 yards in the same game. It's tough to do.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's true. Dick, the Kellen Moore thing. So I don't know if you saw this news, but he's got 3 interviews between today and tomorrow combined. They're virtual interviews. So, you know, at least he's not flying to a different town or anything. But it's something he's got to prepare for and he's got to do. And this is all while he's preparing for the Eagles and Rams as well. As the head coach, how much would that bug you?
I think it would be a distraction. I look at something like that, it can't hurt. I mean, it can't help, but it might hurt, okay?
Right.
All the preparation for Sunday is it almost, you know, finished by right now. Oh, and especially by Saturday morning. But I still think it's a distraction. How humanly impossible for a young football coach to think he might be getting a head football coaching job and talking to 3 different teams, okay, and then turn it all off after they finish the interviews and become what he was prior to the interviews. It's tough. If anyone can do it, I'm sure that he can.
And if you are Kellen Moore, how would you approach getting Jalen comfortable for this game, getting Jalen into a rhythm for this game? He talked after the last game against the Packers about how difficult it was for him to get into a rhythm. Is there a way Kellen Moore can go about making sure that doesn't happen again in this playoff game?
Well, I keep hearing the rhythm. And a lot of people use that time. You know, the rhythm system really doesn't work too good. You just look at birth control, you know.
Hey, now, coach.
Wow. Nice, coach.
Whoa. Yeah, I've heard it's not 100%, coach.
But I think Jalen has played in enough big games to be ready to play at his level that he's prepared to play. I keep studying what he's done in the past and compare him to Brady and all these other kind of guys. He will play well. Yes. If everything in the scheme is fit in the game plan in attacking a defense that they haven't attacked since early season, you know, when they run for 250-something yards, God me sakes. But,
yeah.
No, he'll be well prepared by a good coaching staff, a good head coach, and that they should win the game. Like I say many, many times, the only rule that's not in the NFL rule book is that the best team has to win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is going to be the best team game day? And I kind of believe it will be the Eagles.
So, Dick, it sounds like we got your pick right there, but if you could elaborate, your official prediction, what do you got?
Well, my computer says by 12.5, but wow. The problem with that, it measures all 17 games statistically. It doesn't start remeasuring the last 5 weeks of the season, which are more accurate at indicating what kind of team both teams are, okay? So I think the Rams will beat them. I think it'll be in the 7 to 9 point category, but I'm no expert on that stuff because I'm not a gambler, okay? I'm not a big risk taker on the football field either. And the Eagles are a better football team. Now they have to prove it.
Yeah. And I actually misheard it. James said you said the Rams, but you meant the Eagles will win. James, you're saying you said the Rams? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
excuse
the Eagles, obviously. We know what you meant.
I need more coffee. I need another
coffee. Hey, Coach, enjoy the game and games. It's quite a weekend of football, and we'd love to see the Eagles back in the NFC Championship game if they can grab this one. Let me remind everyone, great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get, and it is phenomenal wine, the delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com. That's VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach Vermeil, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right,
thanks,
there he
Coach.
Is, the great Dick Vermeil.